obviously this is the player of the year interview, and I guess I'll start by congratulating you for that. And, you know, when the season started for you guys a few months ago, you know, I'm sure you had an inkling of what, you know, you kind of season you might have and what kind of success the team might have. How did the actual season meet your expectations, both, I guess, personally and as a team?
Personally, I grew out of my expectations and what I thought. Like, of course, the thing was to try your hardest and everything, and it was our team accomplishment was to win the state championship, even though we lost in the semifinal, which, I mean, it's not our expectation, but we know what to do next year and be ready for it and everything.
Scored a ton of goals, but it's not as if you took every shot. You know, the way you guys play, you hold the ball up, you send it out to Joy out on a wing or out to the other wing, and you wait to get it back. How much does it help you to not be, you know, not have the ball on your feet the entire match? You know, you're able to get good passes in from the wing and get easy opportunities that way.
I think it helps me a lot because I can, like, one thing I think that it's good is I can better, like, faster without the ball. So it helps me move into space, and me and Joy and other people can, like, feed off each other. Even if I have the ball, they kind of know where else to run, and I can go somewhere else. And it kind of just works that way. Even if it's not a build-up or just maybe a quick shot, it still, like, kind of gels together when everyone's out there.
You probably took a bigger leadership role than you expected this year. You know, obviously with Natalie getting hurt, it kind of puts you in a different situation. How do you think that helped you in terms of your development and even going forward past this year?
I think of course we're going to miss Natalie. She's an awesome player. But it kind of helped us look at the game in a different point of view. Like I said before, like, we can't just kick the ball, hope Natalie's going to be there. We have to, like, build up, pass around, build up for everyone, kind of build up from the back and build it up from the wides, and hopefully we'll get a good shot on it. It worked great this year.
I keep hearing about your club exploits, and I'm sure some folks in colleges are starting to notice you and pay attention to you. Do you have any plans in that regard?
I think I'm big interest in the UVA, and hopefully that will end up good, I guess. I don't know. Just hopefully it'll end up good. I'm hoping that I'll be able to attend there and stuff.
So safe to say your goals for 2009 and 2010 would be state championship, trip to UVA, and maybe another one of these?
Of course UVA is always going to be there, but I'm basically just kind of like live in the moment, I guess, kind of just like take it all. Like, I'm not going to, of course, state championships are accomplishment and everything, but it's going to be my senior year, so I just want to take in friends and everything that I'm going to miss for my college, like, when I graduate, I guess.
Is there a game that stands out for you this past season that is the one you remember the most that made you the happiest, I guess?
I have to say the quarterfinal game. Kind of felt like everything was falling into place, I guess, because everyone was on the game, everyone's so excited. It was like, when everyone feels the same way you do, it kind of gives you that motivation, like, we can do this, we can do this, and everything. I was just happy because it's not because of my game, it's because of everyone else's, and it just made me, like, reassure myself that, like, there are other people that can do the work, and they can take the bear in and stuff like that and be successful.
That was the last game here, First Assembly?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
17.
17. And mom and dad?
How old are mom and dad?
No, who are they?
Oh, Danny and Gloria Douglas.
Danny and Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I always like to mention the family.